How many of us make our daily decisions based on the dot rather than based on the line? We make decisions about how we're going to spend our weekend based on the dot and not based on the line. We make business decisions based on the dot and not based on what? The line. My advice is live for the line and not for the dot. Can I get an amen? As a church, we have to decide. As individuals, we've got to decide. Say it with me. Live for the and not for the. Hey, his eternity is sagging. Will you give a tug at that back there? Pull that up. That's all right. That's right. Let it go. There we go. All right, good. Keep that taut for me if you would. Now, think through how this defeats Satan. When my treasure is the line and not the... Watch how it impacts my thinking. I'm here at the office and I see that secretary, and boy, she's young, and boy, she's cute, and she looks over at me and says, or looks over at you and says, "Ooh, Josh, I've always been partial to the chrome dome thing. I mean, that just always has really kind of got me, Josh. I just, that Vin Diesel look you got going on." And Josh is thinking, oh man, she is cute and she is beautiful. If Josh is thinking about the dot, you're history, you're toast, dude. But if Josh looks at her and thinks about the line, what's he thinking? He's thinking, "Where do you go to church, sweetheart? Do you know Jesus? Can I tell you about my line? Brothers, next time you see some woman and you think, 'I'm going to feed her a line,' this is the one you need to be feeding her." Amen? Are you with me on this?